When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Attention shoppers, attention shoppers. Employees Only is an improvised comedy podcast about a fictional big box store. Any similarity to real stores or real people is completely coincidental.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Shia, I love your hair. Are you doing those heatless curls? Or was that like a curly?
Guys, I just need everybody in the break room to please pay attention, okay? I just, please.
Fine.
All right, so we found that missing mannequin. It had just been misplaced out on the loading dock, and I want to personally apologize to Victor for accusing him of taking it home. I'm glad it wasn't you, Victor.
In your defense, it could have been me.
Yeah, yeah, you were the prime suspect.
I often look around the store in search of companions.
From fish sticks to ride-on mowers, nothing we don't sell.
Oh, follow up there, Jerry. Did you talk to corporate about getting me a new mop bucket? The one that I've been using still has a hairline fracture on the side.
No, not now, Victor, okay? Because I've got a really important announcement, and that is that we are not getting a new shipment of that energy drink Disrupt that all the middle schoolers love. It says here in this memo, its sale has been suspended pending a legal ruling by the FDA. I don't know. Luckily, we still have plenty of it in the store because all those eighth graders, they come in here after school to buy it. And if they don't get their fix, they are going to set this place on fire. Guys, what is that slurping sound?
Oh, yeah. No, we are all drinking Disrupt. You have to suck it through this special nozzle. It's patented, actually. They call it the squeeze. Disrupt isn't just a drink, though. It's more of an experience.
Yeah, I mean, Jerry, it's the world's only energy drink / game fuel / meal replacement.
People spend so much time, like, eating food when you could just disrupt that cycle with Disrupt.
And it comes in, like, three flavors: money, hustle, and grind.
Actually, it's the same flavor, just different colors.
Wow. Yeah. Hustle and grind taste similar.
It's very agree. Similar.
Okay, wait. We're running out of this stuff and y'all just drank a case of it? How much is left? Okay, listen. I want every bottle that is left brought to me, okay? We need to establish a one bottle per customer policy or those tweens are going to riot. Before we open the store, can I try a bottle? Because it's kind of fun looking. I'd like to have a little sip.
Okay.
Seize you have the to squeeze.
Bite it and then seize the squeeze.
I bite it.
This is like the nozzle.
Ow, it hurts a little bit.
You got to bite through it first.
Hold your nose.
You got to suck through the burn.
Yeah, I like it. It does burn.
Buy well.
Oh, mercy.
Okay, Victor, go ahead. Tell us what's so dang amusing.
Well, did you see the actor Timothée Chalamet was spotted kissing and canoodling with Kylie Jenner at a Beyoncé concert?
Victor, are you trying to make small talk again?
Yes. I was told to try to initiate conversations about fun current events. I'm on a sort of a small talk Reddit forum.
Oh, okay. It's not working, but good try, Victor. Good try.
But is it not interesting that Timothée Chalamet was spotted kissing and canoodling with Kylie Jenner at a Beyoncé concert?
Is he really hot or is he not? Because Kylie has a makeup line, right? Because like maybe she can draw some muscles on him, because without a shirt, he's Charlie Brown's Christmas tree. I don't think he could pick up the bar that we put weight on to work out. Bicep curls? Forget about it. I mean, like, tibialis raises, maybe. Put him against the wall and say, move your toes up and down. I think we're maxing out at like 3 reps. Is he hot? You have to tell me if you think he's hot. I don't understand.
No, I don't think he is hot. I'm more into a guy with like muscles and like facial hair and tattoos and the same age as my dad and maybe like a scar from where he was stabbed.
Ugh, 3 out of 5.
Which 3?
How old's your dad?
I don't know. He left.
Before he could tell you his age?
Yeah, it's like so tragic. This is good small talk, Victor. Because the second you fall in love with a Kardashian, your mind starts to unravel, and I am here for it. I can't wait to see what happens. Is Timothy going to show up to the like Oscars wearing a MAGA hat? Oh, also, side note, I think that's why Pete Davidson made it out fine, because he was already unraveled.
I like his sad eyes. It all sort of makes sense when you think about the concept of celebrity. Beyoncé is the queen bee, and she rules over all the lesser celebrity drones, like Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet, whipping them into a mating frenzy so that they can produce a master race of celebrity ubermensch to rule us all.
They need one of those celeb couple names, but it's like hard, because Timothée sounds like something rednecks name their daughters, and Kylie sounds like a colon medication. No, trust me, listen. Try Kylie to solve all of your colon health issues, right? It's so spooky.
Wait, does it work though?
What's going on with your colon, Timbo?
Nothing, it's fine. What's going on with yours?
Kylie Jenner's a billionaire, and she's entitled to the same anorectic movie star arm candy as any male billionaire. That's feminism. I wish Liz was here to back me up on that one.
The name is confusing and his brand is confusing. Is he like a beta little cuck boy? Or is he like an alpha babe slayer who spits game, is constantly macking on like the most number 10 out of 10 women in the game? It's so confused. What is a man supposed to be? Someone tell me now.
Timbo, just go do push-ups. You need to calm down. Okay. The veins in your neck are like throbbing.
There were these pics of Timothy smoking. It's like finding out your baby brother is smoking. You're hanging out with the wrong crowd, Timothy. This new girl is teaching you bad habits. You need to focus on your studies.
Anyone see that Timothée Chalamet movie Bones and All, where he's like a cannibal, eats human flesh? Well, if I were him, I'd make sure that she didn't see it at this meet-cute stage in their relationship. I once let a prospective girlfriend see me at a competitive eating contest, and that was a deal-breaker.
What date was this?
There was a young woman checking out at Home Goods, and while she was waiting in line, I started a conversation and showed her a video of me at a competitive eating contest on my phone.
Okay, got it.
She checked out, and I never saw the fair damsel again.
My worldview almost erupted for a second, but it's better now.
It was a nice date, though.
Y'all need to give Kylie a break. I would be so happy to have those seats at a Beyoncé concert. I would have made out with Rudy Giuliani. I will. Oh, my feet are killing me.
Oh, yeah, my dogs are barking as well. Say, Marcia, you see this latest news from the Ukraine?
Oh, God damn it, Victor. Quit bringing up Ukraine as small talk. It's not good small talk, okay?
Well, you're so right. You're so right.
Yeah.
So apparently, according to this new biography, Elon Musk had a satellite network deactivated to prevent a Ukrainian drone attack on Russia. I mean, this book claims that Musk did it because he thought he was preventing a nuclear conflict.
Oh, my God.
Russia needs to do something new. Like, I don't know, invade somebody, maybe one of the Koreas, just to stay, like, fresh and buzzy, you know?
Elon Musk is good at turning things off. That man makes me drier than asphalt after street cleaning.
I'm kind of team Husky Musky on this one.
Really?
Okay. Yes. Okay, if you're a bajillionaire, you should be allowed to hit whatever buttons you want and then, like, cause a war. That's the entire point of being rich. That's what makes it fun. controlling real human lives like they're an app game on your phone. When I play The Sims, I drowned everybody.
Okay, Elon is a genius. So he's playing two-dimensional chess, and we don't even know what's going on in his head, okay? He was the first man to come up with the idea of trying to own outer space. We look up there and we think, that's space, that's for everyone. And he thinks, no, that's for me.
Okay, did he say that on Joe Rogan or something?
I can't help but notice that he said two-dimensional chess. That's right. A flat chess?
We were out here trying to play one-dimensional chess, and he's playing two-dimensional chess.
Oh my God, stop talking about dimensions. It's making me drier than Marcia.
I think that the satellite just accidentally exploded or something, and now he's just making the story up because he'd rather be thought of as a Bond villain than a total dumbass.
Elon's satellites do not explode unless he wants them to explode, which maybe sometimes he does, because he's playing two-dimensional chess and you can't even see his next move.
Right, you'd only be able to see it if you were right above it.
People always say like, oh, one person shouldn't have all that power. But let me explain something. There are wolves and there are sheep, okay? And Elon is a wolf, but he's a good wolf. So Ukraine is a sheep. And Elon is a wolf. And Russia, okay, so there's two wolves, right? Russia is a wolf and Elon is the other wolf. And they're both like, these are my sheep. And then Ukraine's like, no, hold on. Actually, though, we bought weapons, so now we're a wolf. So there's three wolves.
I'm going to go over by the whiteboard and try to work this out.
Look it up. There's data to support all of this. Just Google it. Think for yourself and find it on the internet.
Yeah, because, I mean, we're sheep, right?
No, inside of every one of us is three wolves that have eaten the sheep that was there.
But how many of the wolves are in sheep's clothing?
This is why I don't play chess. Bye,
Will! Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry though, he's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bye, Will!
And that's also a great place to hide merchandise that you've stolen from your job. Thank you so much for watching. Please like and subscribe.
Okay, Shyla, I see you all your influencer tip. Okay, girl, get it.
Yes, obviously with this body, I am also an influencer. But here's the thing. You got to be careful the way you do that because influencer very quickly becomes something else. Like that influencer Danielle Miller, who just got 5 years in prison. Her brand was like luxury, but she funded the whole thing by stealing people's identities and taking out COVID loans in their name. And then she used that money on private jets and luxury apartments and stuff. And at that point, like, you're not influencing. You're doing, I don't know, I guess just straight up crime.
Dang.
Oh, my God. How could you steal someone's identity? No, like, seriously, how could you do it? I really want to try this.
I mean, she took out special COVID assistance loans for businesses and then used them to pay for a luxury apartment. The way I see it, there are only two flaws in this otherwise perfect plan. One, highly illegal. Two, blatantly displayed on Instagram for all to see. You must be secretive when you work against the machine.
That is so true. If you're going to steal stuff, you can't put it on Instagram. You have to post it where nobody goes, like Facebook or LinkedIn. I mean, this fur coat I lifted, I've only ever worn it in my profile pic for classmates.com.
To be an influencer is to be the apex of humanity, okay? They're a rare breed. They're alpha humans, and the laws of regular humans don't apply to them. And they should really only be tried in a court of other influencers because those are their only peers. So if Addison Rae and Logan Paul say you're guilty, then the High Council has spoken and your followers must be revoked.
Just support anything she does, okay? This bitch is seriously my queen. She had to pretend to be like 10 different people, create fake IDs for all of them, apply for loans in their name, and she still picked like the perfect filter that exactly matched her outfit, okay? If she was a man, she would be in the White House because she is nailing it.
Truly, it's quite a bit of talent. I mean, she wasted taxpayer money on an excessively lavish lifestyle, but ultimately, the only difference between her and a U.S. senator is that she has more sway with voters. I'm talking about these clowns in Washington, you know?
Yeah, no, we get it.
These bozos in the Capitol. Oh, I love giving them a little roast every now and then.
Paying for your luxury lifestyle with money that's been set aside to help people during COVID. I mean, not only do you deserve 5 years in prison, girl, you deserve 5 years of COVID, the new kind that they don't have a dang vaccine for yet.
They don't have a vaccine for any of them yet.
Sweetie, I work in the pharmacy. I think I know.
Oh, no, they have one. They just don't do what you think they do.
What do you think they do, Timbo?
What do you think they do, Marsha?
Bye, Will!
Damn it! I can't find any more cases of Disrupt, and those 8th graders are savaging our store in the online customer survey. Look, they're gonna tank our rating!
Jerry, I gotta have a word with you about that mop bucket.
Not
I really
now,
need
Victor.
A new one.
Look, they're also spamming us the negative comments. I think they're creating fake accounts. Look, this one's called Baby Yoda, and this one's called Pussy Slayer 14. That's not a normal handle. Damn it! 8th graders are so good at using the internet. Come on, Victor. We got to find more Disrupt. There's got to be a case somewhere in the store. Come on, man.
Okay.
Hey, you got it?
No, I got it. A 48-pack of Disrupt grind flavor. The last one on the loading dock.
That is so perfect. Oh, my God. With the shortage, I'm going to be able to charge like $50 a pop for this. We're going to get rich.
All right.
Have to make sure this product is pure.
Yeah, test it. This is the real stuff.
Oh my God, Timbo, why are your pecs dancing? That's super that's upsetting.
They just do that. I did some electroshock this morning and now I can't really control it.
Oh, hi, Marsha.
Are you guys running a Disrupt black market out of the break room? Oh my God.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, y'all.
Come on, Marsha, be cool. It's like totally fine.
Yeah, just be cool for once in your life, Marsha.
Once in my life? Oh, you don't think I'm cool? I'm cool. I'm cool.
If you were real cool, you'd buy a bottle of Disrupt right now.
Let me get one then. You don't think I'm cool? I'm cool. I'll take a bottle of, what is this, Grind? I'll take a Grind.
Okay. For you, anything, Marsha, let's do like $53.
Okay, I see. I see what this is. Okay. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and just tell Jerry what y'all are doing here in the break room.
But then you're just going to go ahead and not drink any because he's just going to sell it to all of our stupid customers.
Okay, you got a point. They are very dumb. I'll be back. I'm going to go to the ATM.
I will.
Tempo, why are you all wet?
Because I work on the loading dock and it's raining outside.
Oh my God, speaking of rain, did you guys see those videos from Burning Man? It like rained a lot and then they had to shut down the festival to try and get everybody out. They were like trapped in their cars for 8 hours trying to get out. Hilarious.
Oh, damn it. I knew I should have gone this year. There were stranded billionaires out there that could have used my natural alpha hunter skills. I could have caught desert animals to cook for them while they listened to all my good business ideas. I have this idea for a restaurant called Side Hustle, where it's just sides.
So it's sort of like Boston Market, but without the rotisserie chicken?
It's not like Boston Market because it's just sides.
Okay.
You know, I read that Chris Rock was there. And imagine, you're like in the middle of all this Burning Man stuff and you see Chris Rock. You'd be like, oh yeah, the drugs are kicking in.
People know you can do drugs in the city too, right? Everyone at Burning Man is like, I want to do shrooms, but I also want it to be complicated for no reason.
It's interesting that the Burning Man organizers are essentially saying Burning Man is a festival emphasizing self-reliance, transgression, spirituality, oneness with the earth. That said, if it rains, we will have to cancel.
I don't know why these people were freaking out. It is page one of every single entrepreneur book I have ever mostly read. Disaster equals opportunity, right? That many disruptors with that much ayahuasca, out-of-the-box solutions must have been flying left and right. They probably like invented weather-controlling technology that we will now use to fix climate change. Right on, Burning Man.
Seriously, though, I have to applaud the naivete that you can burn a giant wicker man on ancient Native American land while 70,000 people open their third eye and not incur the wrath of Cha'ok, the rain god.
I went 2 years ago. It was so white, I started calling it Sun Burning Man.
I will!
Oh my God, Jerry is such an old ball sack. He was complaining about the way I was dressed again. He's like, Shiloh, you have to tuck in your polo to your slacks. I should be able to wear my clothes the way I want.
Absolutely. I mean, what is this, China?
Yeah, what?
China is trying to pass a law where they can fine or detain you if you wear clothing with symbols that, quote, undermine the spirit or hurt the feelings of the Chinese nation.
Yeah, I mean, look, half of my clothes hurt my own feelings. Now I got to worry about the countries? Come on.
Some of you might say this new law is unfair, but to say that is disrespectful to the honest and forthright Chinese leaders who will eventually crush our weak and decaying American nation. They listen through our phones.
I understand not wanting to hurt China's feelings. I always use the chopsticks in a Chinese restaurant, but I think dropping food all over their booth ends up being more offensive than just using a fork. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't want them taking over. Their government is way more oppressive. In the US, you could wear like a tube top and pajama bottoms to court and you might still win. I mean, that's what I wore when I got out of that traffic ticket.
I think we need that law at Buywell because I find our customers' clothing extremely upsetting. All those tank tops and just so much sunburnt skin. I have nightmares about melanoma. And that's hard for me to say because like that's not really a Black people thing. That's y'all's culture. And I'm sorry for bringing it into the conversation right now.
No, honestly, thank you. I feel like people aren't talking about my culture enough. So thank you for that.
I, for one, welcome a massive corporate takeover and the stern discipline imposed by the Chinese leaders who will finally whip the decaying husk of America into shape. They're always watching.
Victor, I love you, but this is my least favorite part about you. This is an opportunity for us to win the economic war with China. We give tax credits for all women who are rocking yoga pants and bike shorts or anything with, like, side boob. The more skin you show, the more you are fighting for your country, and it's hot, and I think we should do it. And I think we should start here, and I think we should start now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess be the change you want to see in the world. Here we go.
No, Victor, please.
No. Okay, does anyone else want to follow Victor's example, Shyla, maybe? I'll do it too. Look, sun's out, guns out.
I've never seen that many veins on a human body. Honestly, it's kind of fascinating.
Thank you.
They're like constellations, but like meaty and gross.
That's almost the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Well, that and your hands are all like gnarled from holding all of those weights. I don't think your fingers fully close.
Oh my God, Charlotte, thank you for noticing. They do not, because they are too swole.
Ooh, I'm sorry. Having Prince Charles sausage fingers is not sexy, Timbo.
Okay, I thought it was, so I gotta go.
Bye, Will!
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry though, he's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
Bye, Will!
Y'all, did you see me catch that shoplifter just now?
No, we were here in the break room. We've been in the break room this whole time. Sorry.
Well, it happened, and it was awesome. The security guard was like, where did you learn moves like that? And I was like, Muay Thai, my guy.
Ooh, Timbo, they really could have used your help to catch that Brazilian murderer who escaped from prison in Philly. Like
that video of him like crab walking vertically up a wall, I can't stop watching it. Oh my God. Here, I'll play it again. Yeah. Look, he's such an escape artist. It's like, move over, Chris Angel, Mind Freak. This man is magic. And like, I love magic.
Man, I wish I was part of that search team. As a maintenance man, I know all the nooks and crannies and crevices that people can hide in. In fact, I have occasionally discovered people living in this bywell, half starved and crawling through its walls, clawing their way along beneath the floorboards. Excuse me while I open this storage cupboard that we rarely look into. Oh, I knew my shop vac attachment was in here. Yeah.
Victor, you just triggered my fight or flight response.
Prison is the worst thing you could do to somebody. It's like worse than killing them, because at least when you're dead, you don't have FOMO.
Like, if you can escape prison and then survive for 8 days, the law should be that you just get to go free. Like, hats off, you're gone. The U.S. penal system concedes that you are a dominant species that cannot be contained by our bars.
Absolutely. I mean, this fella's Brazilian, too. So perhaps he was able to leap over that razor wire using capoeira, the South American fighting art that looks like dance.
Here we go. You and capoeira, Victor.
All dance is fighting.
Even ballet?
Especially ballet.
Yes, ballet was invented by Louis XIV as part of an elite tactical strike force that could leap and pirouette to destroy the enemies of the Sun King.
This explains why you were banned from your prom.
By whale!
Oh my god, I've already made $2,500. This is the best day of my life. I'm gonna cool sculpt all of the fat on my forehead. I am so excited. Oh. I think I'm gonna Botox my pits.
Yeah, you totally should. And then, like, after that, are you free? Or, like, what about after that?
Is that a box of Disrupt? I knew it! I knew you were selling Disrupt out of the black market break room operation. I knew it!
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. No, Sherry, when I said you were sweaty earlier, I meant you were glowing. Everything's fine.
It's not what it looks like.
It is what it looks like. There's an empty box of Disrupt here, and I actually overheard Shyla talking about making $2,500 because I'm standing right there using the coffee machine. It's not a huge break room.
Oh my god. Jerry, Victor is out front of the store in his van and he says he wants to talk to you.
You two are in big trouble. Stay right there. What the hell does Victor want? Victor! What the? Your van is full of cases of Disrupt. How did you do this?
Jerry, I didn't tell you this morning, but I've been stockpiling my underground bunker with Disrupt for years. My subterranean crawl space is simply packed with pallets of this stuff. In the event of an apocalyptic nuclear conflict, Disrupt was going to be my primary source of fluids. Jerry, because it's a gamer drink, it contains the electrolytes you need for living underground. And it has a shelf life of over 700 years. It's 110% preservative, Jerry.
Okay, well, listen, how much do you want for the whole stash?
Well, how's about face value plus a new mop bucket?
Oh, the mop
bucket. See, Jerry, this
bucket
is how we play hardball. Checkmate.
Victor, the mop bucket could be tricky, okay? You have to fill out a requisition form for new equipment. I don't even know where those forms are, so.
Well, I suppose it could be tricky getting these pallets back into the store as well.
You drive a hard bargain, Victor. But fine, we will make it happen. Somehow, some way. It is a pleasure doing business with you, my fellow titan of industry.
It's a pleasure matching wits with you, sir.
Hey, kids, we have a new shipment of Disrupt!
By way.
Employees Only is produced by Imagine Audio and Pretty Fast for iHeartMedia. Produced by Timothy Fornara. The associate producer is Wesley Hayes. It is executive produced by Ron Howard, Brian Grazer, Kara Welker, Nathan Klokey, and Jared Logan. Editing by Timothy Fornara. Mixing by Jay Palizzi. Casting by Sherry Henderson. Original music composed by Alloy Trax. Liz is played by Kara Kling. Rich is played by Kurt Bronneler. Victor is played by Ross Bryant. Marcia is played by Madison Shepherd. Arnold is played by James Adomian. Mia is played by Keisha Zoller. Shyla is played by Suba Argawal. And Derry is played by Jared Logan.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.